Let's talk cinema. Glenn Falkenstein is in. He is the host of Film Fight Club, 7:30 on a Wednesday night. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to be here.
It is good to talk to you. Now, we are talking two films this morning. Do we want to start off with Mother?
I think we should. It really is the divisive film, not just the month, but maybe the year.
So I have just been blown away by the coverage of this because it seems to be a bit of a critical darling. There's a lot of people coming in saying this is just huge, this is so important. I saw on the other day that audiences on CinemaScore in the US have given it an F, one of the very few films to ever get an F rating.
This is very rare. It's a very strange thing to happen. Yeah. It might be a death knell of some films. For some, it's coveted.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is very strange. Either people absolutely love it and adore it, or it's one of the worst things of the year and don't see it. I think I have to fit a little more in the latter category. I was not a fan of this film. I wanted to like it. I've liked Pi, Black Swan. Well, it's not all of Aronofsky's former work, but this, I could not take to it.
Okay, what was the sticking point for you, without giving away stuff, of course, but...
Yeah, it's a film that's a little hard to talk about without giving away
what I kept hearing.
It is. I mean, I went in expecting at least ostensibly a horror film, and I enjoy horror. Darren Aronofsky has done that very well, and it starts off as a Rosemary's Baby-style horror, and I was very much getting into that, and then abruptly, about a third of the way through, it shifts tone and focus, and the idea is you are interested because... Is this really happening? Is it not really happening? And that's a great dynamic. But then it's just gone because the nature of events really just reveal, okay, now we really know what is going on. Is it shifts into a much more allegorical focus? And
see, yeah. I've heard a few different things. A film reviewer friend of mine said that he enjoyed it best when he decided it was science fiction, which no one else has said to me at all.
That's fair.
And one of the great essays I've read on it said that it was actually best when considered a sequel to Aronofsky's film Noah.
Yes. If you enjoy Noah, not everyone enjoyed Noah, you may get along with this. This is, in many senses, a companion piece. It deals with similar issues. And in the same sense, it tries to bring in literally epochs of ideas and theology into our film. It did work to some extent in Pi, because that was more of an avowed thriller. But here, when it goes into its metaphorical leadings and underpinnings, it just jars so much. He's making a few different films here, and you can't do that.
So you didn't enjoy it per se. Do you still think people should see it?
I think it's one of the best discussion pieces you could possibly see. I think, to be fair, I should talk about the good points of the
film. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, the performances. It has an incredible cast. Jennifer Lawrence, one of her career best. Javier Bardem, always reliable. Mm-hmm. Ed Harris, Michelle Pfeiffer. I will say, though, there are a few other amazing actors, Domhnall Gleeson, his brother Brian, and Kristen Wiig, who were in it, but you wouldn't know.
I mean, I wouldn't have known that.
It was passing. You would forget they were there. They were for all of a few minutes. Like, these great talents, ridiculously underutilized. And the production design, great, well done. Special effects, very impressive. But you need a story to back it up, and it just... it wasn't there.
I feel like we're going to be talking about this one around water coolers and in film club classes for a long, long time.
It's amazing how it's divided the critical world. Everyone has an opinion about Mother. It's one, if it's not, I think the reason I got a cinema score on F is it's not an entertaining film as such. It is a thought-provoking film. And I like my films to be, they don't have to be fun, but they have to be engaging in a sense. And I didn't feel like on the edge of my seat, and I wanted to. At least I did for parts of the first part, but then it just shifted into this literally otherworldly place. And yeah, I think if you do want this a discussion piece, if you are wanting to engage critically on cinema, this is something I think in that sense a must see.
Well, let's switch gears and talk about a film that might well be the polar opposite of what we were just talking about.
Oh, very much so.
The Belko Experiment.
Belko Experiment. Yes, this is Greg McLean's latest, the director of Wolf Creek. You'll notice a lot of Australian touches to this one, even though it is set in South America. So this is a film where there are a number of people trapped in an office complex, and they're forced by an unseen voice to kill each other lest an indeterminate amount die. It's a bit of a satire of sorts, I think. Office Space meets Battle Royale.
Oh, see, I hadn't thought of it put that way, but that's quite interesting. And of course, written by James Gunn.
Yes, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. You will notice one of the Guardians of the Galaxy stars in this. There's a pretty interesting cast. You'll notice a lot of people from on the second tier of big shows like The Newsroom or Scrubs. The main star is Jim from The Newsroom. He's very good. It's a very different role.
John C. McGinley being terrifying in it.
Yes. There's a lot of things. Office stationery and equipment is used in ways you wouldn't really want to. I work in an office and, yeah, you don't really want to think of it being used and utilized in such a manner.
And, of course, Michael Rooker, because I don't know, as far as I can tell, he's got the negatives of James Gunn and is therefore allowed to be in every film he will ever do, ever.
And he's good. He's good.
He's great. I love Michael Rooker, but it's just crazy.
Yeah, they're all having a bit of fun here. I did enjoy it. I found there was, he wanted to go in the really schlocky direction at some times, but at the same time, there were moments where they just decided not to show the violence and the really outlandish things. That's what people really came to see, not just because they wanted a bit of the gore, they wanted a bit of the calmness, and it was there, but not to the extent I was quite expecting.
Which surprised me too, because it was a very violent film in its own way, but you're right, it shied away at certain times, not at others, which I found gave it a little bit of an inconsistent tone. I think it thought it was having this amazing ending that necessarily wasn't quite the shocker that they thought it was at the end.
No.
It was fun. It was a film that I think could have been made in any decade. Like if that was in the 70s, it could have been done that way, in the 80s, in the 90s. It's a bit of a timeless film in terms of what it's trying to do.
It is. They only had to have one moment where they had established their mobile phone reception and you would have known it was set in modern day.
Yeah, exactly.
And the ending is a complete letdown. It all builds to this.
It all builds to this.
And you're like, oh, what is this? Why is this going on? But the most engaging scene for me that I was really excited for was the penultimate scene. That had an opportunity to go in a really macabre, ironic direction. And the director was doing a Q&A at the Melbourne Film Festival and explained that they actually did shoot this alternate ending, but they decided to go with the slightly more sentimental one, which I think was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, okay. Look, it is a film that certainly didn't leave me pondering any big questions. It was no Mother in that respect. I didn't walk out thinking, what was that? But I've got to say, I was entertained for the entire reasonably short runtime.
I was having fun, like watching people being dispatched as you. Mayhem came out last year, which was another film at the Sydney Film Festival with similar dynamics with Hugo Weaving's niece. Very macabre.
I didn't get around to seeing that, but I do remember it, yeah.
People trapped in an office complex. I think this handled it slightly better. There was one scene that I found quite different and jarring, though, the one where they're all queued in the lobby and they're playing this quite innocuous and very different music that you want all to expect. And Tarantino does that quite well, where you're juxtaposing very strong violence with very mirthful music, and I think it worked a little more in a Girl with a Dragon Tattoo sense, as the saying, not so well here. But that aside, I was having fun. I was in a full audience, people who were ready for a gore fest, and that McLean did deliver.
I was in a very, very small preview screening of about three people who at the end all went, wow.
Yeah.
But I'd recommend it. If you know you enjoy that sort of gory, if you're ready for something that's reasonably quickly paced and has a lot going on, you're not going to be disappointed, are you?
I don't think so. I think you go in looking for some fun, looking for some actors. You've seen all these things, hoping to get a little more fleshed out. And yeah, you kind of, all these little bands of people a la Battle Royale, Hunger Games, and you kind of find yourself rooting for one or the other. And I do have to say, the way they actually deal with, if you don't, kill a determined number of office workers, this will happen. That's established and handled very cleverly. It's not of the typical way, and I found that quite fun.
Well, Glenn, thank you very much for coming in. Two very, very different films. Of course, people can catch you 7:30 on a Wednesday night.
Yes, that's right. Film Fight Club, and let us know what you want us to fight about.
Yeah, sounds good to me.